Welcome to episode number 6 of the Phil and Will Show. We are back, finally making our official Super Bowl predictions. Last week, we were just doing a little preview of the Super Bowl. This week, we're actually going to be making predictions. We're going to do a couple drafts here, which I think will be a lot of fun since the Super Bowl is one of those things that everybody just bets on as much as they possibly can, throws in random props and things like that. So Will and I found a way to gamify that. That should be exciting. Going to take up the entire episode. Off the top here, I'll just talk a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about Survivor stuff and what our plans are. Because if you haven't checked out the cast assessment from season 46, go check that one out. We posted that yesterday. We also posted our New Era Tribe reaction discussion with Russell Muscle TV. So those two things came out yesterday. So we are into the Survivor preseason. So with Super Bowl ending the NFL season, we're now kind of hitting our stride, which will be a lot of fun. So Will, welcome back to the Phil and Will Show. Your name is in the title. What do you got?
I mean, I got the Niners, baby. Let's go. I mean, I don't know if I'm taking the Niners to win, but this is a big weekend. This is a high-pressure game. The Chiefs look like they're suddenly unbeatable despite how poor they looked in the regular season. Quest for 6 is on. Like I said, this is our 7th NFC. It was our 7th time being in the NFC Championship game in, I think, like 11 or 12 seasons. Something like that, maybe 13, but that's a lot in a short period of time, and we got no rings out of it. So I need my Niners to pull this one off against, you know, we're getting a lot of Brady to Mahomes comparisons. Like, could Mahomes pass Brady if he gets a third ring this early? This Chiefs, I mean, he's been at AFC Championship every year he started. Is this really the dynasty that's going to take over, or can the Niners sneak one out? It's still bizarre to me, Phil. This line, I mean, I keep seeing the stats and numbers every day on this is like 80. It's like 75% of the money and like 80% of the bets are on the Chiefs. And I just see this number, if anything, is creeping more and more.
I did see it finally drop to 1.5. I saw it finally at some books.
I'm seeing it a lot of twos out here. And it's like, how is it still at 2?
I mean, it's still 2.5.
It's at 2.5. So it's like, that's what I mean. It's crazy. This is insane that we have 1.5s, 2s, and 2.5s all out, especially for the Super Bowl, which is like, usually you reach a consensus when you get this many people betting. The more people that bet on something, the more of a consensus you will get. And this is the most bet on game in, at least in America, maybe in the world. So yeah, kind of bizarre how this one has turned out with the 2. Yeah, I mean, and it's, yeah, and they have juiced that now. It's minus 105 with the 2.5. So it is on its way down to 2, it looks like. So
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting where this eventually ends up landing, whether it goes to 2, whether it goes to 1.5, whether it just stays at 2.5. I've been on the Chiefs the whole time. I'm going to stay on the Chiefs, but we'll talk about that as we actually start getting into some of these props that we're going to be discussing. I mean, obviously, Will's over here. He's going to be rooting for the 49ers. I don't think he's going to be picking against his 49ers. I think that would be
crazy. I think for these prop bets, we're going to be drafting certain categories of prop bets. And so, like, I'm okay there picking some Chiefs players. Like, I'm not picking them. It's not like I'm going to be rooting for these so hard. It's going to be what bets would I make as like a neutral observer. But should we just hop into it, or any other things you want to mention?
I just want to announce before we do that, since we're talking about prop bets anyway, the prop bet game for Survivor fans will be the first thing that we do. We'll be doing that next week. We're also going to be doing the fantasy game again, but we're going to cut the boot list because we have found that it's just too easy for people to cheat in the boot list. So if you do have any ideas, I know that we're over here, we're talking sports. A lot of times these are people who like have those thoughts of what kind of game would I like to see? What kind of game would I like to participate in? If you have any ideas for what you want that other podcast to be that is Survivor related, let us know. That will be something that people will be competing for, a buff or something along those lines. So if you're interested, send us over a message, leave a comment, let us know what you'd like to see the other game be. Prop bets in, fantasy game is in. Obviously, fantasy game is one that only our patrons are going to be competing in. But prop bet is open to anybody, and we want to replace the boot list with something that just has a little bit less. Bless you, Will.
Thank you.
We just want to do it when it has a little bit less of an easiness to cheat, because it is a little too easy to cheat. Not saying too many people do, but it happens. So, Will, what's the first prop that we want to talk about here? Because now we're going to jump into Super Bowl predictions and stuff. What's the first draft we want to do?
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, this first time touchdown score, if that's going to be one of our categories that is have it has the word first in it. So maybe we do that one first.
First touchdown scorer it is. All right. So the way that we're going to do this is Will and I are going to each pick five first touchdown scorers. And, you know, the goal is
at it
the
end five? Of- five seems like a lot if we're doing five.
You categories. Had said five originally.
Yeah, maybe we do four because then that way if we do an even number, we can snake draft and it's fair. You know, one round, it's just two rounds basically. Mm-hmm. So I think
four that, it
is. I think, yeah, you'd have to do an even number, four or six. I don't think we should do six.
Six is too many because then you're
six
just
is too many. Control.
All right. Yeah, so what we're going to do then is Will and I are going to do, we're going to do first touchdown score. We're going to do anytime touchdown score. We're going to do novelty props. We're going to do, what were the other two? Yards.
MVP.
And yards.
And yeah, some, you get player props on like, player whether props, it's yeah. yards or if you want, you know.
It won't be touchdowns. Is
yeah,
essentially
it's going to be over-unders on, you know, receptions, yards, catches, attempts, like whatever that, whatever those bets are. So
whatever fun player we want to have.
It could be field goals, you know, it could be field goal attempts. And if you want to take some Moody props or some Bucker props, maybe
I
we got
do
some
love
that
Moody. I love his over missing 3.5 field goals on Sunday.
There you go.
All right,
I'm trying to find do- first. I see anytime TD. I'm seeing, where do I click to get
first? To get first. So,
TD score.
We
oh,
are
there it is. First TD score.
Yeah, yes. We're gonna go faced off. We're gonna go based off of FanDuel. And if you go to the anytime touchdown score, it also has first listed there. So we're gonna grab these from FanDuel. It's just gonna be the easiest. All right. So we're starting off with first touchdown score. Will, since your team made it and since
I'm
you
trying
beat the
to
Lions,
find these though, it's FanDuel's being very confusing.
Are you on the website?
I am.
Did you click the Super Bowl game?
I did. I'm very
did
deep
you click
in. I'm looking at
props?
I'm looking at first touchdown score combo. Touchdown scores. No, that's anytime though.
Click TD scorer props. It'll say touchdown scores. The left column is anytime. The middle column is first and the right column is last.
Oh my God. There's too many. Jersey number, a first TD score. Like, are they serious here?
Well, I don't know where, I don't know how you're not seeing this right away.
I'm in Super Bowl. I'm in Super Bowl. I go to, I even found first time TD scores and then I hit it and then it takes me to like this. I see more to get the whole list. I say more wagers and I have to hit show more. There we go. Gosh, it sent me on this goose chase. Okay.
Well, the only goose chase there was you. Okay. That was the easiest thing. I've been sitting here staring at for an hour and a half. You're supposed to be the tech guy.
So we're going first TD score of the game, right?
This is first TD score. That is what first TD score means.
And the goal here with this isn't necessarily, I mean, you want to get it right, but you also want to take some plus value things so that overall, whoever gets the most money is going to win. And we each get four picks here. I'm still going to take the first off the board is going to be the most likely because even if this is the most likely, you're still getting plus 340. And that's for that to be McCaffrey for the first TD score. So I am going to go with him just because even at 340, like he's almost always the first, like for the Niners, he's going to be the most likely to score, especially with Kansas City's run defense. Like he could burst a run when they're not even, I think in the red zone, it might tighten up and that's where they're going to force Purdy to throw. But we've seen time and time again, McCaffrey, you know, they're at like the 38 yard line and he'll just bounce to the outside, make one guy miss and he's in the end zone very early. So I am going to take CMC there. I know it's like that's the favorite. That's maybe the worst value, but I still like it, Phil. I got to say, I got to take my guy.
Did you know that my wife went to high school with Christian McCaffrey?
I did not know that.
Has photographs with him from high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Just wanted to throw that out there. So you took him so I couldn't, and now she's going to be pissed. Okay, so here's my thinking with Christian McCaffrey, and this is something I really want people to consider when they're placing wagers on the Super Bowl. What team do you think is going to get the ball first?
That did come across my thinking here. And I think it's hard to play because my thinking is, look, if Kyle wins the toss, he's probably going to defer.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But if Andy Reid gets the toss, he's more likely to take the ball, but like I could also see him deferring. Like he's more likely
deferred last year.
Yeah,
but I do think if you are the Chiefs and you get the ball to start and you score right away, you put so much pressure on Brock Purdy. And I'm not a Brock Purdy hater. I've said that numerous times on this podcast, but he's a young quarterback playing in the Super Bowl. And if he goes behind Patrick Mahomes early with that defense, that could be very scary. So I almost think if you're the Chiefs, you win the toss, you want the ball, and Kyle Shanahan's going to defer because that's what he does.
Right. I mean, I also, there's a very good chance that the Niners can get a stop or hold the Chiefs to a field goal too.
I don't know. Like, I watched the first half of the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I know. it looked bad, but supposedly we're tightening that up. So
I get two picks.
Yes.
I'm going to go two Chiefs. I'm going to go Kelce and Pacheco.
I think those are good picks. I think that makes sense.
Kelce is plus 650. And this, what's interesting about this one, out of all of the props that we're going to do, this is the only prop where only one of us is going to hit this. All the other ones we could hit.
No, MVP is only one.
Oh, that's true. MVP. So we'll do MVP next. But yeah, so I'm going Pacheco. Pacheco's plus 600 and Kelce's plus 650. I like those. I think those are fun. You know, the Chiefs, if they're going to score, it's probably going to be those two guys. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to take those two and run away with that. So my Super Bowl, I should probably say this. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I actually handedly, I don't know if they necessarily will, but I think they could. I see this going one of two ways. Either the Chiefs blow out the 49ers or this is a close game that either team wins. I don't see a scenario where the 49ers blow out the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, the Niners have blown out a lot of the top teams. Like, you were looking, and then, of course, these top teams failed in the playoffs. But, I mean, we were blowing out the Eagles and the Cowboys, who were supposedly threats. And we look and we saw, hey, maybe they weren't that good. It's in the Niners, though. Like, if they are able to get out to, like, 10-0, that really helps. Then they can just run the ball. You know, the Chiefs are going to start feeling the pressure and, you know, I could see this game going so many ways. I'm not going to sit here and say I can't see a blowout, honestly, in either direction. Like, and I think what's more likely is that this game is played within 7 points. Like, this is going to be a nail biter. Like, I really do with these two teams. So I'm going to take another Niner here, mainly because if I were going to take a Chief player, like you already basically took Pacheco and Kelce. I guess the only other one I would like seriously look at would be Rashee Rice, just because he's been, I mean, I would say he's outperforming Kelce in terms of receiving. Most of them, I mean, he came on halfway through the season. He's probably scored more touchdowns. I don't have these stats in front of me, but I feel like Rashee Rice has been a great receiving threat, and Kelce, he's picked it up in the playoffs for sure, but the second half of Kelce's season, he didn't do much. So, like, I almost think Kelce and Rice could even be – their line should probably be closer together. Kelce's at plus 800 and Rashee Rice is at plus 1,000. They should probably both be plus 900 here. So I think maybe there's a little bit more value in Rashee Rice. But I don't want to take a Chief, man.
Well, you get two picks, so you could take a Chief.
Oh, I do get two picks. I thought we were doing – okay, that's right.
Yeah, Rashee Rice only has one touchdown in the postseason. Kelce has three, and I think that's why the number is so disparate.
Right, that's the postseason. Because
in the regular season, Rice had seven and Kelce had five.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of those numbers is very good.
Right. I'm going to take George Kittle.
I like
just
Kittle.
Just because
– yeah.
Kittle – he play the Chiefs linebackers aren't that good, so I feel like he's going to get open, and he is always like a red zone target for Purdy. And I know Kittle doesn't have that many touchdowns, but Purdy will look for him. And just the way, like, the Chiefs defense, the way they're built, is their secondary is full of studs, but their linebackers aren't great. So I think that helps the tight end position here. So I'm gonna go Kittle plus 1100. Yeah.
That's solid. What's your second pick?
My second pick. This is my third pick, actually.
Yeah, but it's your second pick in a row here.
Yes. Man, I probably should have a Chief on my team, huh? I will go. You know, I was just talking about Rashee Rice. I'll go Rashee Rice. I think the Niners are honestly, it's kind of the opposite. With our defense, and that our linebackers are really good, Greenlaw and Fred Warner, and our defensive front, maybe they haven't been playing great, but we have a lot of big names up there who can get pressure on the quarterback. Hopefully they will figure it out. And then in the back end, we're kind of not, it's not our strong suit. So I feel like Kelce, we can make it tough on him, but the deep threats is where Mahomes might find, you know, open receivers. So I'm going to go Rashee Rice there. I know we got Tre'Davious Ward, but other than that, I mean, Ufunga, our star safety, is out for the season. So we miss him for sure. And that's just like the weakest part of our defense. So.
Yeah, I'm debating between Debo and Ayuk here because I want to have one Niner. And I'm like, okay, Debo's plus 900, Ayuk is plus 1,000.
That's really tough.
I don't really love either one.
These aren't great odds, honestly. They're like, for the first touchdown,
the odds always suck. It's the first Super Bowl. That's what happens. So I'm going to go Samuel, and I'm just going to take the easier, safer bet. I feel like Samuel has been – Ayuk had the better numbers during the season. But I feel like Samuel, now that they've gotten into the postseason, has been great. And then with my last one here, I'm going to go take a chance. I'm going to take a risk. And I'm going to go Noah Gray at plus 4,800.
I like that.
I really like getting a Chiefs tight end in this position. And I'm going to be honest, if you don't take Noah Gray in your anytime touchdown scorer, that will be somebody I also take over there where he's looking at plus 950. The Chiefs love to throw touchdowns to tight ends. And every now and then, there's nothing worse than when you're a Travis Kelce fantasy owner and you see a guy with an 8 on his jersey catch that touchdown. And you're like, yes. And then you look and you're like, that's Noah Gray. And it happens. It's not overly common, but Noah Gray does have 2 touchdowns this year. Kelce only had 5. So it's not that crazy to think that Noah Gray could end up snagging one of those touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes threw touchdown passes to 11 different players in the regular season and 3 different tight ends. So to me, why not take the chance? Plus 4,800. I'll go Noah Gray. They're looking for Kelce and they throw one over the middle to Gray instead because all the attention's on Kelce. Boom. Plus 4,800. That'd be a great way to start the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would be good.
If you don't take Ayuk, Ayuk is guaranteed to score the first touchdown of this game.
I don't know if I like Ayuk for any time, especially I feel like Ayuk's touchdowns are rarely the first touchdown. Like he does score a lot of TDs, but I think it's only been like maybe 2 or 3 games this season. I know that's actually pretty good, but like for Ayuk, I feel like he's a second half touchdown guy.
Yeah.
I could be wrong there, but again, watching every game, it feels like Purdy always looks to him later. Yeah. So, and Debo and Kittle, I feel like, are more likely to get it early. But I kind of want to just take my guy and just like, because if it happens, it happens, and just be like, hey, Brock Purdy to run it in. I mean, we saw him really figure it out with his legs in the second half of the NFC Championship game. And hey, look, are the Chiefs going to watch that tape and be like, we cannot let Purdy run. He's way more shifty and agile than we thought, and we're gonna have to account for that and maybe just not let that happen. But I don't know, man. It's like Purdy, there's so many threats you have to worry about. Are you really going to put a spy out there or a semi-spy where you're keeping that much of an eye on Purdy and you're not looking at Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, Samuel, McCaffrey? Like there's so many other players. Yeah. So even if you're like looking out for it, I don't know if you're gonna stop Brock Purdy from running. So I'm going to go Brock here, man, with a rushing touchdown. It's not like he hasn't done it before. I believe he did it in the playoffs last season. I could be wrong.
Plus 4,300. That's pretty good. Plus also way lower though than it would be if he hadn't run so much last week. If he hadn't
this is sometimes like a goal line. Like, you know, if it's, you're on the 2-yard line, he might just kind of drop back and roll out to his right side and scamper just for 2 yards, just run to the pylon. Like that's something that he's more than capable of doing. And I want to take my guy Brock. So there we go.
There you go. Mahomes was plus 1,900, by the way, and Ayuk was plus 1,000. Ayuk was the best odds that we didn't take. And then Mahomes was just.
Let's recap that. So who are your 4 guys?
So I got Kelce at plus 650, Pacheco at plus 600, Samuel at plus 900, and then Noah Gray at plus 4,800.
I've got McCaffrey at plus 340, Kittle at plus 1,100, Rashee Rice at plus 1,000, and Brock Purdy at plus 4,300.
Perfect. Okay, so that's first-time TD score. Let's jump over to anytime touchdown score.
Anytime.
So now let me ask you this. Can we do multi-scorer in this too? Like, can we draft?
If you want to do that instead of the, I think the yards props also, they move around so much, and we're doing this on a Tuesday. It might not have as much value, and we're probably gonna have to look through 1,000 picks. I think it's more fun to do some of these higher plus value ones.
I like doing the yards though, and maybe you're doing alt lines on the yards. I mean, I think
I just don't feel like I have that as well researched. You know, we're still like a few days out from the game, and those lines get shifty.
I think though, like this next one, I think should be any time, or you can do 2 touchdown, 3 touchdown. You can pretty much do any other touchdown thing you want to do right here.
Okay.
That's what I want to do, because I want to start it off.
All right.
I get to go first. You went first last time, right?
I know, but now you're making the category and then going first.
So this is like the other touchdown prop. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just like other touchdown, not first. I want to go 3+ with McCaffrey at plus 1,100.
So, okay, I got to see this too, because now I'm seeing any player to score 2+ TDs. But see, now you got me looking at multiple pages. We were going to keep this simple.
You're not on multiple pages. I don't know what you're looking at, man. I'm going to screenshot my page and just send it to you.
All right. I see 2+ touchdowns now. But now I have first touchdown. I don't want to see first touchdown. But I don't see any time anymore. That's why. Oh, there it is. I don't like the user interface on this. I really don't. Okay. Go with McCaffrey at 3 TDs. I like that.
Hang on one sec. You see this? Is this what your screen looks like?
I don't know what I'm looking at.
This isn't what your screen looks like?
No, because that wouldn't come up. No, it looks different.
That's crazy, because this is so easy. I'm just scrolling.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like that. No, because that's not, when I click TD props, that's not what comes up. I have to go to the Super Bowl. And if I go to TD props, I get all a bunch of other bets that I don't want to see. So anyway, that's your first pick. McCaffrey for 3+. I think I'm going to go. We're doing, this is our anytime too. Let's see here. I'm going to go Juwan Jennings for plus 700. He's a player that doesn't get a whole lot of looks, but he is a playmaker, especially on third down. Purdy always seems to look for Juwan Jennings on third down. And if we're ever trying to do something tricky or, you know, disguise what our real play call is going to be, we can use all our threats, our skill players, and Debo and McCaffrey and Kittle, like use those guys as decoys. And if you have Juwan Jennings on the field, he's not the guy you're going to first look at. And he's not going to be given the full attention that he does deserve, because he can make plays too. And so if the Chiefs bite on something, I could see Juwan Jennings breaking open on a really cleverly designed Shanahan play. I have my issues with Shanahan in terms of clock management and timeouts. When it comes to scheming up plays, he is quite good. So yeah. I think he could get creative with someone that we absolutely trust. You know, you look at these Chiefs receivers, and all that we hear is, you know, we have Mecole Hardman and Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore and MVS. It's like, who can you trust on that Chiefs offense? And it pretty much comes down to like two pass catchers. It's Kelce and Rashee Rice, and then Pacheco out of the backfield, maybe some McKinnon. But I mean, really what we're looking at is very few pass catchers on the Chiefs side. But on the Niners side, I think we have more players that we trust and get those higher value touchdown props. So, I mean, MVS is plus 550 and Juwan Jennings is plus 700. I think you're getting way better value there with Jennings.
I think the problem is with, like, they think McCaffrey will get most of the touchdowns, and I didn't get to talk about it, but the reason I wanted him at 3+ touchdowns is that's the record. 3 touchdowns is the record for a Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts did it last year. He ran for 3 touchdowns. I think that no matter what happens in this game, whether the 49ers pull ahead or fall behind, Christian McCaffrey is somebody who will be getting into the end zone in this game. And I don't see them only scoring like 14 points in this game. I do think both teams get into the 20s at least.
Are you allowed to parlay those with McCaffrey MVP? Because that seems unfair if they would let you do that. Because if you take McCaffrey to score 3+ touchdowns and parlay it with him winning MVP, because if he scores 3 touchdowns, he's going to win MVP.
So it's, I don't know. Hurts scored 3 touchdowns last year and didn't win MVP
because they didn't win.
I know, but I'm just saying, maybe they don't win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm taking the 3+ TDs. I'm betting that if I'm allowed to parlay that with him winning MVP. So,
well, now I might be stupid here because now I can't even find MVP on.
I'm telling you, man, it's not easy.
Yeah, this is.
Wait, did you skip my pick?
No, I haven't done your. You haven't done your second one yet.
But you went first, then I went second, so I should have gone third, right?
You haven't gone yet. I'm waiting on you.
Oh, right. You went back to talking about.
Yeah, I just never got to talk about it because I was trying to show you how to use.
All right, I'm gonna go. Kyle Juszczyk, plus 900. This is a guy that gets goal line carries. Like, they will draw plays for him. You know, is it super likely? No, but I think there is value in 9-1. In the game where McCaffrey was trying to keep his streak alive of scoring a touchdown, I think it was like 16 straight games or 17 straight games. You know, we had a goal line play and they handed the ball off to Kyle Juszczyk. And that was in a situation where you should be handing it to McCaffrey every time so he can have the sole record of the most games scored in a row with the touchdown. But they gave it to Juszczyk. So it's not like he's very much in their playbook. And hey, he can catch passes also. He's not just a fullback. So he'll run little wheel routes and Kyle will scheme him open. So I like Juszczyk also. All right, back to you, Phil.
Yeah, I like that we've gone all 49ers players here. And the thing is with McCaffrey, the reason why I went with him at 3+ is because his anytime touchdown is minus 230. There's no value in that. But he scores touchdowns every game, but there's no value in taking that in the off chance that this game he doesn't. You're going to feel like an ass if you're sitting there with that in your pocket. Pacheco at minus 130 is a little too short for me, even though I do think Pacheco has a good shot here. Kelce at plus 100. I understand he's had 3 touchdowns in the playoffs, but like if I'm going to make any bet on Kelce, it's going to be 2 or more touchdowns, which is plus 650. But I don't even really like that right now. I feel like the value should be more than that. I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes at plus 370. I like getting this, and this isn't a great value with plus 370. But Mahomes, you were talking about the end around or the quarterback, you know, fake and run around the edge kind of play. Mahomes does that.
Oh, and yeah, big time.
Mahomes had no touchdowns, though. I don't know if anybody can believe this. He had 0 touchdowns in the regular season. None. And in the postseason, he has none. But he's still a mobile quarterback, and he can move. And in the playoffs, he's definitely been moving a little bit more. These aren't great odds. Plus 370 for somebody who hasn't scored a touchdown all year. You could pretty much turn around and say that's flat out terrible. But I think in this type of game, when you get into the Super Bowl, anything goes. And I could see Patrick Mahomes just having one of those broken plays where he just takes it all the way in. And it's almost like he's overdue at this point. So
yeah, I don't hate that. I mean, I took the pretty one just for the first time just because I think it could happen. In the Super Bowl, I feel like we always get like some crazy fluky plays just because it's the last game. Everyone's putting it all out there. So yeah, I don't hate that bet, Phil.
And now let's talk about the man who is probably the biggest fluky play man of all time. Last year in the Super Bowl, Kadarius Toney went 65 yards for the longest punt return in Super Bowl history. He didn't score on that play, but it was the longest punt return in Super Bowl history. And he got tackled at like the 3-yard line. He also scored a touchdown in that game. Kadarius Toney has been absolutely decimated this year by the media because he can't catch the ball. He loves to drop the football. That's like what he does. But at plus 950 in a game that I think both teams get into the 20s, I'm taking Toney. So I got Toney plus 950. And I like that one. Kelce and Pacheco are too easy. And beyond that, Kadarius Toney's the first one where his odds like really feel worth it. Like Kadarius Toney's got the same odds as Richie James. They should not have the same odds.
Right.
They shouldn't. And I know like Kadarius Toney in the postseason has literally done nothing. Like he doesn't exist. But I'm just saying like Kadarius Toney, this is the type of game where all of a sudden there's a fluke and Kadarius Toney does something.
I could see that. So. Like, yeah, he's gotten ripped to shreds, but yeah, I mean, he can have an impact. The only concern there is like,
he might not even play.
That's the concern. Yeah. That's what you're going up against. Do they trust him? Because it's not just the drops. It's like the offsides play. like just knucklehead moves. It's like a guy that you really trust him even lining up for you in like taking a snap in the Super Bowl. I don't know if they do, but if he's in there, I mean, he is a freak athlete and we've seen him make plays before. So,
and I think like the other nice thing about this is if he doesn't play, you don't pay. So
yeah, that's a good point. Like you need at least one target for these to count.
I think he just needs to be on the field. He needs to snap. But if Kadarius Toney doesn't suit up, doesn't step on the field, then this bet doesn't play. And if he does play, he is going to be in a part of the offense. Like Andy Reid saying, we don't even know if he's going to play. That almost makes me think that he's going to play even more because they might be drawing shit up for Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. All right. Is it your pick again? Or
no, you got two picks now.
I got two picks. My last two. Okay, I'm going to do your thing, the two-time touchdown score bit, and I'm going to go with Pacheco at plus 500. I think that the Niners can be run on, and that's what I think. I mean, Pacheco has had an incredible season, man. Like, yeah. I know McCaffrey. I mean, McCaffrey's plus 240, and then for two touchdowns, and then Pacheco's double that. It's like, is it really twice as likely that McCaffrey's going to do that than Pacheco? I mean, maybe it is, but I feel like Pacheco gets some carries in the red zone. I know Mahomes a little more pass happy, but like I see Pacheco absolutely having an opportunity to get two TDs, and that feels pretty good value there. Plus, I mean, 5-1, that feels good. So, So there we go with Pacheco. And then I got to go to another Niner. I like these two TD ones. I'm going to go Debo just because Debo, no matter what the strengths or weaknesses of the opponent's defense, what they are, like they're good against the run or they're good against the pass or they can't do this or their players are hurt here, it doesn't really matter. The Niners get the ball in Debo's hands. That's just part of their offense. It's how they work. He gets the ball so many times. He can run and he can catch. And so, hey, maybe he gets one rushing TD and one reception.
Plus 1,100 is great.
So plus 1,100 on that is something that, hey, that feels like a high number for somebody who gets the ball a lot and is known to find the end zone. He's got a nose for it. So I'm going with Debo.
Yeah.
Two TDs.
I said I was going to do this no matter what. Noah Gray plus 950 to score a touchdown. I said I was going to do it if you didn't take him. I don't need to talk about it. I already talked about him, but now I got Noah Gray there too. So I have Christian McCaffrey, 3+ touchdowns at plus 1,100, Mahomes plus 370, Tony plus 950, and Noah Gray plus 950.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
What do I have? I just took Debo. Two plus. Pacheco 2+. And then I took Juwan Jennings anytime. And
Juszczyk. Juwan Jennings plus 700, Juszczyk was 900, Pacheco 2+ was 500, and Debo.
Are you writing this down?
I am.
Okay, good. Because I'm not. This is like when we do the Survivor games. It's like you always have all the sheets and are typing, and I kind of.
You don't do anything.
I just talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what we've.
You asked me what I had. I'm like, oh, wait a second. What did
I thought you would know, but you don't. That's fine.
I did. I knew it.
All right. You want to do MVP now? What do you want to do next?
Yeah, let's do MVP.
All right, we might have to change, though, because I honestly don't think MVP is like on MVP. FanDuel. No, but I'm saying we might have to go to a different sports book.
Yes, it is. Super Bowl MVP. Can you not find it? It's so easy. Does your screen not look like this? Look at this. I have them all right here.
Pick it.
It's my turn first. Okay. I'm going to go Christian McCaffrey at plus 440.
That's the best pick of the game.
I think so. I think a lot of people hear MVP and they go, oh, that's a quarterback award. And that is true for the regular season. It's quarterback of the best team, quarterback of the best season. The Super Bowl MVP isn't always a quarterback. They're much more likely to give it to a receiver or a running back. And it hasn't been a running back in a while, I don't think. But I do think receivers have won, or pass catchers at least, have won the award. And so, hey, if Purdy doesn't have like a lights out game, and even if he does, even if he plays well, there's this narrative to not give Purdy any credit. And guess who votes on this? It's the same people that don't give him credit. It's the sports writers that they want to give all the credit to the Niners offense and their skill players. And who's most likely of their skill players to have a standout game? It's Christian McCaffrey. So I got him at plus 440 just because it's like, I almost think he should be the favorite of the Niners players. Because the
I 100% agree with you on
the
that.
The Niners are favored to win the game. So it's like,
and that's what makes me laugh here, Will. The Niners are favored to win the game. So why is Patrick Mahomes favored to win MVP?
Well, because the fall off between Mahomes and Kelsey is much steeper than it is with Purdy and McCaffrey. It's like if the Niners win, they're like, hey, they're like, it's a toss up. We don't know who's going to win. Purdy is not that dominant of a quarterback, even though if you look at his numbers, they are insane this season. So they are reluctant to put Brock as like a sure thing, the quarterback. And I think that makes sense, honestly, just with the narrative and, and how the game could go.
The last running back to win MVP in the Super Bowl was Terrell Davis in Super Bowl 32. He had 30 carries for 157 yards and 3 touchdowns. Super Bowl 32. I mean, that was years ago.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a while for running backs. But
wide receivers win it a lot more often.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's fine because McCaffrey is basically a receiver also. I think we forget. I mean, this is why I think the three-time touchdown thing with McCaffrey is so good. Like, he could catch 2 touchdowns. You know, I got to see him play. I saw him play a game against the Rams last season. And he threw for a touchdown, rushed for a touchdown, and had a receiving touchdown. Like, the guy can get – I know the throwing touchdown wouldn't count for these props, but, like, McCaffrey's a special being. I don't group him in with other running backs, so I'm okay with that. I understand that.
Well, I'm going to make your life easy because I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I'm pretty confident the Chiefs are winning this game, so I'm just going to take Chiefs. So I'll tell you that right off the bat. So if you're – whatever 49ers you want, you're going to get. But I'm not going to take Mahomes because plus 140 is a waste of time. Like, it literally is. Like, for this type of award, plus 140 isn't worth it because anything can happen in the game. Now, last year, Mahomes ended up winning Super Bowl MVP going 21 of 27 for 182 and 3 touchdowns.
182.
And he won Super Bowl MVP. So I'm looking at this going, who realistically is going to get? Like, if the Chiefs win, maybe Mahomes has a great game and it's over and he wins it. But I'm actually going to go with my first two picks. I'm going to go Kelsey and Pacheco. And Kelsey at plus 1,700 is a big number. And if Kelsey has a huge game here, Kelsey is going to win it. Like, if Kelsey ends up with 2 touchdowns and 10 catches for like 130 yards, he's going to win MVP even if Mahomes throws for 280 and 3 touchdowns because he allotted for more than half of it. I also think the 49ers defense, which looked bad against the Lions, I think is good enough that it's going to frustrate Mahomes a little bit. And if you get an interception or two in there, now this becomes which position player should get it. So Kelsey at plus 1,700, I like a lot. And Pacheco at plus 3,500, I like a lot. Yeah, so I'm gonna take both of those players right off the bat here. And if Pacheco would have won it last year, but he kept getting stopped at the 1 yard line. And I forget exactly how that game went, but I remember being like, oh my God, Pacheco's going to score 2 touchdowns. And I think he ended the game with 0 touchdowns or something. So it's just like Pacheco is a big part of this offense. They're not going to mess around in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have been winning games 17-10, 24-17. Like, they're not blowing you out of the water with the offense. So give me position players because quarterbacks, look, Matthew Stafford didn't win Super Bowl MVP because Cooper Kupp went 8 for 92 and 2 touchdowns. Julian Edelman, 10 catches, 141 yards in that Super Bowl. Yeah. That was like 13-3. It can happen. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I'm with you. But that all being said, like, if the Chiefs win, the most likely thing for me, at least, is like Mahomes. They want to give the MVP to Mahomes. NFL loves Mahomes. He is the face of the NFL. I think he has more leeway to even throw one interception or not crack 200 yards passing like we saw last year, that he will always be given the benefit of the doubt. And then unless Kelsey has 2 touchdowns or Pacheco has 2 or 3 touchdowns, something like that, I feel like Mahomes is just the default here. And I know it's plus 140, but I gotta take him. So that's who I'm going with in my second pick. My third pick is, you know, we've talked a little bit about how, like, receivers and pass catchers have won the MVP, you know, of late, and it's possible. So I'm going to go Debo there with my third one. Yeah, I've talked about Debo enough. I'd like how
much his odds?
Plus 2,500. So, like that. Yeah, feels good.
All right, here's my picks. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually wrote about this for one of the websites I write for. They had me, you know, take, like, your long shot, your not so long shot. My long shot pick to win MVP in this game is L'Jarius Sneed. What? L'Jarius Sneed? L'Jarius Sneed is plus 24,000. Now, L'Jarius Sneed led the Chiefs in interceptions this year. That means he only had two. But I could see this being a game that ends 17-14, 14-10, 21-17. I think both teams will get into the 20s. But for plus 24,000, give me a cornerback who could just end up picking off Brock Purdy once or twice in this game. And we have seen in these weirder Super Bowls, we've seen players end up winning it in these lower scoring Super Bowls. Von Miller had 6 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and a pass defended. And he won Super Bowl MVP, right? Malcolm Smith, interception for a touchdown, fumble recovery, 10 tackles. That's a great game. But who the hell was saying Malcolm Smith is going to win Super Bowl MVP coming into that game? So Dexter Jackson, first half interceptions all the way back in the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you're going to get a defensive player, give me L'Jarius Sneed in this situation. I like him. I think that he could end up being the guy where we all sit down and we say, hey, wasn't expecting that.
I feel kind of, I've been looking at defensive players and it's like, look, you want a guy who can get a pick six. I mean, that's kind of what you're looking for.
He had 2 interceptions in the regular season. And like,
I feel like it's harder for guys in the secondary just because they're deeper down the field and like a pick six is more likely to go to a linebacker. So that's kind of where I'm looking. So I'm going to go Fred Warner.
Wait, I get to go first. I get back-to-back picks.
Oh, gosh, darn it.
So I'm going to go Fred Warner. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not. You're going all Chiefs. You think the night, like, you're not even spacing it out. Like, but I guess it makes sense. I'm going mostly Niners, except I do have Mahomes. So I'm like,
you took Mahomes. I'm going with my other one because I really do believe that it's going to be Kelce, Pacheco, or Mahomes if it's going to get offensive. Like, I don't think Rashee Rice is going to have such a big game.
No, I don't. I mean, Rashee Rice, maybe, but
I'm going Chris Jones as my other one. And it's kind of like you were going to say with Fred Warner, where he's more likely to get a pick six. Chris Jones could be somebody who pads his stat sheet with sacks. Maybe he gets a fumble recovery, a forced fumble. Maybe he gets a scoop and score. So give me Chris Jones. So I'm taking 2 Chiefs defensive players here and Kelce and Pacheco. And I'm going to try to really hit this one out of the park rather than, playing it safe here. Because MVP, for as obvious as some of them are, Mahomes, Brady, Mahomes, those are 3 of your last 4 winners. You have Kupp, Edelman, Nick Foles, Von Miller, Malcolm Smith. You get quarterbacks in there, but like Joe Flacco as a Super Bowl MVP, his odds weren't great. Deion Branch once won Super Bowl MVP. Hines Ward. It can go to really anybody here. So
yeah, no, it just takes one big play. A really funny one to me is Trent Williams at plus 75,000. It's tough for an O lineman to do it just because you can't have that big game changing play. Like maybe if like the Niners like Purdy throws a pick and then he like forces a fumble of the person returning it.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I mean, a guy who's been in the
league. He's got to score 2 touchdowns. Big Batman touchdowns.
Yeah, and then maybe they run a play for him so he catches one. And then, he's such a well-liked, people say he's the best offensive lineman in the game. He's been in the league so long. He's just like one of those guys everyone roots for. So if he does get some crazy play and there's no other, like McCaffrey has 1 TD and Brock threw maybe 1 touchdown and 1 interception with like 250 yards and they win somehow. And it's like, who are we going to give this to? And Trent Williams somehow has a big play. That's not what I'm going for. I just think it's funny because he's such a name and someone with sports writers really respect. Mm-hmm. And so for his name to be grouped in with everyone else who has the highest odds, I mean, I get why. It's the offensive lineman thing. But I'm just gonna keep the simple man. I'm going with Brock. I'm going with Brock Purdy.
You see, you're not doing Fred Warner.
I'm not. No, I tricked you. It was a double trick. I'm going with Brock Purdy, the quarterback of a team that's favored to win. So, yeah.
So Will went soft here. I went Kelce plus 1700, Pacheco plus 3500, L'Jarius Sneed plus 24,000, Chris Jones plus 14,000, and then Will went CMC plus 440, Mahomes plus 140, Debo plus 2500, and Purdy plus 200. I live by the feeling of bet like you could leave your job tomorrow And that's how I want to bet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at this. I love this Kelce Pacheco, Snead Jones. Give me a weird one on the Chiefs. And I'll have to remember to go put a dollar on each of those so I can win something if it hits. Anyway, we have Brendan in the now saying my long shot pick is George Kittle, which neither one of us said. Defensive player, give me all pro Fred Warner.
So. Yeah, no, I looked at both of them. It's tough, but you know, when you leave Brock Purdy on the board, I had to take him, man. If Brock Purdy wins MVP and I didn't have him, I would be really bummed. And that's more likely to happen than like Kittle getting two TDs. And I'm already on Kittle somewhere for first TD, I think. So it's like, I'm trying to spread the love out to all my favorites.
Yeah, I like it. That works. That works for me.
All right, how many drafts do we have left? One or two?
We're supposed to have two.
Okay.
But we have the novelty prop and we have the yards one.
Okay. Is there a button I can click for novelty props or
I'm not seeing novelty props on here. We might have to, that might be another one where we have to jump.
Yeah. And those are tough too. I mean, we just like, hey, I'll take heads, you take tails, Phil.
Some of the sports books are what they're going to do is like, they're definitely going to do like, will Taylor Swift be thanked? Will Taylor Swift be this? How many times will Taylor Swift be shown?
We're doing like, a Taylor Swift section. I don't want to do that.
I mean, I don't know if we're going to be able to find it, but I'm just telling people right now, take the over on everything involving Taylor Swift. They're going to show her a lot at this game. Because remember, if she gets there, she's coming from a concert in Japan. So like if she makes it to the Super Bowl on time, that's going to be a massive storyline going into this. So I guess we're not going to do novelty props just because finding them. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. The Gatorade color was purple. I'm assuming they're probably putting the same color in there because they won the Super Bowl last year. They won the Super Bowl with it. Why would you change the juju?
I think there's multiple. I don't know. I think there might be like, hey, we got this color. Purple. We're doing it throughout the game. And then whichever one they pick, it's not like there's maybe it is predetermined now that there's so much attention to it. And then people try to maybe make some money off it. But I feel like in the old days, I used to bet on this, like, you know, 10 years ago. And I think it was one of these things where it wasn't so big. And it was like, whatever one they grab and happen. And that was what you were betting on, not what the team decided or had ready. So,
all right. I get to go first on this, though. We'll do props. We'll go to props. So
just player props, right?
Yeah. Player props at the 47.
I think this is fine. I think we've done four drafts. I think this is about right.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my Aaron Jones special here, but I'm doing it with Isaiah Pacheco. And I want Isaiah Pacheco. I just lost the page. Where did it go? Come on. Bring me back to Isaiah Pacheco. So his rushing total is at 67.5. Love the over. Would take the over right here. I think everybody should take the 67.5.
Yeah, I like that. And the Niners' run defense has been really bad.
They gave up 182 yards to the Lions last week. And I know the Lions were leading for a lot of that game. But in the second half, the Lions fell behind immediately. And they still gave up 182 yards. Pacheco has carried the ball 24 times in two of the three playoff games this year. That's insane. So I like the 67.5. I would take it 70 plus. He's minus 104, but I'm going to go all the way up to 90 plus at plus 225. I think that he really has a chance to have a monster game here. And this is one where like, if I'm looking at this, I'm trying to ladder this, right? I want to go 60 yards, 70 yards, 80 yards. And like, you kind of like you differentiate the money on there because you're like, oh, 67.5. I think he's going to do that. And then once you hit one, now you hit the second, now you hit the third, now you hit the fourth. I want to get him, though, at 90-plus yards for plus 225.
Wow. Where are you finding these alt lines, though?
So if you go to player props.
Oh, got you. Yeah.
Yeah, you have like 30 Mahomes. It's only big
players. I'm probably going to keep it pretty standard just for everyone out there who is not in a state with these. Like a lot of books don't let you do all these fun things. And if you have FanDuel or DraftKings in your state, like great. If it's legal, a lot of people don't. So I'm going to keep it just for everyone that has to deal with the kind of things that I have to deal with. I'm going to go more down the line.
More traditional?
Yeah, more traditional. So, wow. They don't even have a rushing attempts on here for McCaffrey.
I guess not. Let me see if I can find rushing attempts.
Yeah.
No, FanDuel does not have rushing attempts. Oh, no, they do. They do. McCaffrey, 18 and a half, minus 128. They just don't have alt rushing attempts.
I don't even see. I see it says Christian McCaffrey props, and then there's nothing with attempts.
They don't have that. Yeah, you got to go to like rushing props. They got it all spread out.
See,
yeah.
That's what I mean. This is not. FanDuel's this is not. Our lights here. It's pretty bad. But I like the 18 and a half. I like. They're going to give the ball to McCaffrey, man. I think they might give it to him like three times in a row on some of these series. Like, the Chiefs' run defense is not very good. Just like we said about the Niners. Like, I could see this being like, just give it to McCaffrey. Just give it to McCaffrey. Just give it to McCaffrey, especially if the Niners get a lead and they want to milk the clock and they want to keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands. That's the guy who's going to kill you. For me, I know it's minus 128 and chop around. Maybe you can, you know, I would probably take this up to, if you can take like what, 19 and a half, I would probably go 21 and a half, like anything mm-hmm. under 22. I think he's going to get 22 carries at like a minimum. So if you can alt this or shop around, I just feel like the game plan for the Niners to really have a good chance of winning this game is going to be feed that guy. Especially feeding him on the ground against this Chiefs defense. So that's where I'm at with that one. Do we have Pacheco attempts? Pacheco attempts was going to be my other one. That's kind of what I'm leaning.
And a half minus 132. I like that over a lot.
I was going to say, that's my same thing, man. It's the same bet. It's the starting running back. It's not flashy. This isn't huge payouts. But this is smart money, man. This is kind of what you want to do when you're making your props and looking at the game. It's like, how do you think this game is going to go? What's the story of the game? And for me, I am leaning towards the under here. I think, like I've been saying, we're going to see a lot of running the ball. I know we want the flashy plays. We want the insane catches. We want the deep shots. But the way both these teams are built, and especially both way these teams defend, I feel like it's going to be a heavy dosage of running backs, like running up the middle. You know, we might see some screens, which I know won't go towards this, you know, in terms of rushing attempts. But I still think, and you got to think too, it's like one of these teams is going to have the lead and they're going to want to run the ball. And then the other, if you're Pacheco or CMC, that's still one of your best players. And you can't just abandon the run because you're down. Like, I know you want to pass a little bit more, but it's not like it's going to go down to zero, because you need to get the ball in both these guys' hands if you're losing.
Yeah. So. Because of everything you just said, I'm taking Purdy under 246 and a half passing yards. I think that's way too much. I think too, what's interesting about this one is, like, I understand why it's high, and I think it's going to keep going up. So if you are looking to bet on this, I would wait until you get closer to the game, because this is the Super Bowl and everybody's going to bet overs nonstop. And I think that this is too many yards. I think that, he went under against the Lions. I think he went over against the Packers, but it was like just because of the end of that game. But I think that the Chiefs secondary might be the best one in football.
Right.
And so why I get Purdy does a lot of short stuff and everything like that. Shanahan's a great game play caller, but like, why all of a sudden is Purdy going to throw for 260 yards in this game, or 250 yards even in this game? I think he's looking at like 210. Remember last year, Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl that ended 34-31 had just 182 passing yards.
Yeah.
Defenses are legit when you get into the playoffs. And at this point, I think Purdy goes under. It's his first one. I think the lights are going to be a little bright in this one. So yeah, I'm going to take that. That's my next one. And then on my other one, I want to go receptions, but I got to find it. And I want to go safe with my receptions here. Where is this? Here it is. I want to do Travis Kelce, 7+ receptions. Since I'm taking some chances elsewhere, this is minus 154. So you're paying a lot for it, but to have 7 or more receptions, I want him. Give me minus 154. It's expensive, but I just feel like he's going to get hammered by Mahomes this entire game. And I know you guys have good linebackers, but
we do.
Kelce is just really good, and the rest of the Chiefs receivers aren't. And last week, Kelce had 11 catches on 11 targets. I just feel like he's going to get the ball.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The thing here is too, it's like I mentioned this, they don't have anyone else to throw the ball to. It's like they trust so few of these guys. So yeah, I can't even hate that. And honestly, I think the Niners are going to mix up their defense. I think they have to. they have not been getting pressure rushing forward. That's kind of been the Niners' defensive mentality all season, is like, hey, rush four. If you're getting home with four, you have an extra defender, and then they'll play, you know, some zone, but they'll mix in, like, someone like Kelce, they're going to man up and then play zone other places, and the Chiefs are really good against zone. So I feel like, I don't know, like, even if the Niners, if we send someone extra, if we're going to blitz with five and then we play man, yeah, I could see if you're man, if you're playing man against Kelce and it's Mahomes throwing darts, that could be dangerous. It could be very dangerous. It's tough. So, yeah, I like that pick. Whose turn is it?
You get your last two picks. Go.
My last two picks. Haven't I already made two picks? No.
Yes. You get two more.
I'm going to go Kittle, 6+ receptions at +220. It's kind of the same story I'm bringing up, but the Chiefs' secondary is scary. Their linebackers are the opposite of scary. It's the weakest part of their defense. I mean, their D-line is pretty good with Chris Jones. Outside of that, I don't, you know, I'm not super
because
scared.
Because of the D-line, though, it scares me that Kittle will block more than he'll go out for catches, because he is a great blocker.
He is a great blocker, but that's where the holes are going to be. So, and this is +220, and it's not, for him to get six catches isn't like insane.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a George Kittle game. So I want to get money in good. And then I'm just going to take like a Chiefs under here. I don't know who I want a receiving under. They're not, I have to go to like receiving props.
Well, since you're going to do that, let me give my last one because it's not receiving.
Okay.
Harrison Butker over 7.5 points.
-1. I like that.
I love this prop. Because what the last week, the Niners, or 2 weeks ago now, against the Niners against the Lions, the Niners actually did pretty well in the red zone. The Lions just didn't kick.
Yeah, we're Ben don't break, baby. That's kind of been the mentality of the playoffs for the Niners.
And I feel like Butker is the type of kicker that Reed will throw out there every time because he trusts him and because Bucker's pretty much automatic. There's a lot of scenarios where the Chiefs scored three touchdowns and Butker kicks three field goals. There's a lot of scenarios like that. He doesn't even need the touchdowns at that point, but two touchdowns and two field goals. That puts you over. So over 7.5 points, -102. I like that. Give me Butker. I don't trust Moody, even though I think Moody will also potentially hit this number.
Yeah, man. Moody might be good for a miss here. That's scary. I mean, is there a line for like total field goals in the game? I could see that going over. If it's like 3.5,
that's a good one to play at like Prize Picks or Underdog or something like that. If you're looking for,
I mean, they have that at a lot of books. I'm just not seeing it on.
Yeah. What's your last one, Will?
So let's see. I'm finding a receiver here. I'm looking outside of FanDuel. So I'm sure FanDuel has it. It's just so poorly organized that. Yeah.
Also, this podcast is not sponsored by FanDuel, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, fuck FanDuel.
Wow. Okay, now it will never be sponsored by FanDuel.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Trying to find like a sneaky Chiefs receiver that I just don't like, because I feel like it's going all to Rice and all to Kelce. So who's like the next
Justin
guy?
Justin Watson,
man, he gets random catches though. I'm gonna go MVS under 18.5 receiving.
I have him 19.5.
Perfect. Give me 19.5. I feel like, I know we had that one big play at the end of the Ravens game, but that's a fluke, man. I don't see these, you know, the third, second, whatever, these tertiary receiving options for Kansas City. I just don't see them getting that many looks. I don't see Hardman, you know, maybe Gray, maybe Watson, but MVS, Tony, Hardman, those guys for me are like, look to get their unders because I mean, they do have to play to win the bet. I do think MVS will at least take a snap, so I'm not too concerned, but I don't think he's getting 20 yards. Like, I just don't see that happening. So,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so Will has CMC over 18.5 rushing attempts for -128, Pacheco over 15.5 rushing attempts for -132, Kittle 6+ receptions, +220, and MVS under 19.5 receiving yards for -110. I have Pacheco 90+ rushing yards for +225, Purdy under 246.5 passing yards for -110, Kelce 7+ reception, -154, and Butker over 7.5 points for -102. Last thing, Will, final score. What's the final score of the game?
Let me go 31 to 30 Niners.
31-30 Niners, says Will. I'm going to go.
Even though I like the under.
Yeah. You like the under, but you're a clown.
I don't know. I could see it go. The total for me is really tough because, like I said, I see both teams running the ball. Yeah. But, man, it's Mahomes. It's this. It's Purdy.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, this high-powered Niners offense. We've seen what they're capable of doing. So, I mean, they rattled off, what, like 24 points in a row against the Lions or whatever it was? Like,
yeah, it was a lot. It was more than I could count.
Yeah. I think both teams hitting the 30s. I mean, maybe that's what you do. You take, like, an alt over because this thing could go the way of a shootout.
Or it could be really, really low score. This is a tough
one. I would take the under 47.5. I would
take to win the game.
I would take under 47.5, and then I would take, like, alt line over 60 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, if it gets out of hand, it gets out of hand.
Look, here's where I'm going with this final score. Biden versus Trump is about to happen again. We're going to get the same final score in the Super Bowl of the same election year. We're getting the same thing. It's going to happen again. 31-20 Chiefs. Everybody pray for March, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Mid-March hopefully is better than mid-March.
COVID's coming back.
Yeah, but 31-20 Chiefs, that's my final score prediction. Pick six late really opens it up and makes it look like it was more of a blowout than it was. Kyle Shanahan doesn't know how to manage a clock at the end of the first half.
Mm-mm.
Chiefs win, 31-20. All right, that's what we got. Thank you all so much for listening. If you want to go back and listen to our previous episode of this, you can hear some more Super Bowl talk. We're doing some preview stuff. We were also talking about the Niners versus the Lions. Maybe you can get some edges there, anything like that. But we really appreciate you guys listening. Let us know about that second Survivor game that we could potentially do. Will and I will be talking about it too. Let us know, though, and that'll be a lot of fun. Become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist, and enjoy the Super Bowl. It'll be a good one. And hopefully,
it's going to be a close game, man. I really do. I don't think a blowout is like if one team's scoring, I think either team is capable of quickly scoring and coming back. Like
31-20 Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.